Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something really interesting, maybe even a bit paradoxical for our digital world. It's a process that's totally vital for getting things done securely online. But, and here's the gist, it actually relies heavily on a very physical, you know, tangible presence. We're going to explore a specific way your identity gets verified. So our mission today, we really want to unpack exactly how this system works, why it's so important, especially as a kind of safety net or fallback, and crucially, what makes it both secure and pretty convenient for you, the user, when you need it.
That's absolutely right. And it is fascinating, isn't it? Because we're always talking about pushing digital boundaries, AI, everything moving online. Yet some of the most fundamental things, like really confirming it's you when you register for something online, still lean on these incredibly solid offline methods. This process we're diving into today, it steps in precisely when those other purely digital ways, well, maybe they just aren't quite enough. It's a crucial backstop.
Okay, so let's put a name to it. We're talking about the posted and branch process. And like the name suggests, it's designed for identification offline, happening right there in Deutsche Post branches.
In Germany, yeah.
Exactly, right in those familiar local post offices.
So what's the core idea? At its heart, it's about confirming the details you've already put in during an online signup.
Simple purpose, really. Confirming data.
Sounds straightforward. But you mentioned it's often a fallback. Tell us more about that. Why isn't it always the first option?
Right. That's a really key point to understand its value. It's often not the primary identification method. Think of it more as a crucial fallback procedure. So this means you as a customer might use it if other digital ID methods haven't worked out. Maybe things like systems using SHUO data for checks.
That's the credit agency data, right?
Yes. Using that history for verification. Or maybe open banking solutions where you link your bank account securely. Or even those video ID calls where you show your ID on a live video chat.
Ah, okay. So if those don't work for some reason. Exactly. Maybe you're new to the country, don't have that SHUFA history yet. Or perhaps your phone camera isn't quite up to scratch for the video call. Or honestly, maybe you just prefer not to use those digital methods for certain things.
I see. So posted and branch becomes the way forward then.
It can be the essential gateway for opening a bank account, getting a mobile phone contract, accessing certain online services. It ensures people aren't locked out just because the first digital check didn't succeed. It's a really vital safety net.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It fills a critical gap. So let's say I need to use it. Walk me through it. How does it actually work for me, the user?
It starts after I've done the online registration part for whatever service I'm signing up for.
That's right. You finish the online bit. Then you'll receive something called a posted-in coupon. A coupon. Okay. What form does that take?
It could be a traditional physical printout, something you print yourself. Or, increasingly, it's digital. You can get it right in the posted-in app on your smartphone.
Okay. Got it. Printout or app. Then what?
Then you just take that coupon printed or on your phone and a valid ID document.
Like my passport or national ID card.
Exactly. You take those two things to any Deutsche Post branch.
Any branch. Yeah, that's convenient.
Pretty much any, yeah. You go in, head to the counter.
And then
the employee there will scan your coupon, QR code or barcode, usually.
Okay.
And then comes the really crucial part, the physical verification. The employee takes your ID, document, your passport or card, and they physically check it.
Physically. So they're really looking at it closely.
Oh, yeah. They're trained for this. They check the security features, the photo, compare it to you standing there. They cross-reference the details on the ID with the data linked to the coupon from your online registration. It's a proper check.
That human element seems quite important for security.
It absolutely is. It adds a layer that's hard for purely digital systems to replicate sometimes.
So once they're satisfied, everything checks out.
Once confirmed, yeah. Your identification data, name, address, date of birth, document details are then digitally and securely sent off.
Sent where?
They're transmitted to a central system called INSIC.
INSIC, what's that?
INSIC is basically the secure platform that manages this data. It receives the verified information from the post employee and then delivers it securely to the company you were registering with online, the bank, the phone company, whoever needed the ID check.
Ah, okay. So INSIC is the bridge between the post office check and the online service provider.
Exactly. It handles that secure data transfer. And the whole process, the transaction itself between the service provider and Deutsche Post, That's managed through a contract they have.
Right, makes sense. So yeah. Let's talk advantages. You mentioned convenience.
Definitely. The biggest one is probably the sheer accessibility. Deutsche Post has this massive network, right? Over 8,500 branches across Germany.
8,500, wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So whether you're in a big city or a small town, there's likely a branch reasonably close by. That physical reach is incredible.
That really does make it accessible for almost everyone.
It does. And the other major advantage is security.
Okay, let's dive into that a bit. You said high level of security. What does that mean in practice, especially with that physical check?
Well, think about it. Digital systems are great, but they face digital threats. Sophisticated fakes, data breaches. The in-person check adds a different kind of security layer. The trained employee is looking for physical things. Holograms, watermarks, the feel of the document, tiny security threads, things that are very hard to fake perfectly.
Things a computer scan might miss.
Potentially, yes. Or things that might fool an algorithm. Plus, they're comparing the photo directly to the person in front of them. It's harder to use a stolen ID or a convincing fake when a trained human is scrutinizing both the document and you. It's a strong defense against certain types of fraud.
So it complements the digital world rather than just replacing it.
Precisely. It adds robustness.
Yeah.
And just quickly, while we're focused on the branch method today, it's worth noting InNusic also offers identification through the Post-in online portal, too. That's another pathway. But the branch method is our focus here.
Okay. Crystal clear. So let's summarize. For someone heading out to do this, what do you need to bring? Just two things, essentially.
Pretty much. First, a valid ID document with your photograph on it. That's non-negotiable.
Like a German ID card or passport?
Yes, those are the primary ones.
And second?
That Post-it coupon we mentioned. Either the physical printout you made.
Or the digital version on your Post-it app.
Exactly. ID document, coupon. That's it.
Okay. Now, about those ID documents, you mentioned German ones. What if someone has a foreign passport or ID?
Good question. The system is designed to handle that too. It accepts valid German ID cards and valid German passports, of course. But it also accepts foreign official identity cards and passports.
Are there any specific requirements for those foreign documents?
Yes, there are. They need to meet the general standard of, say, the German ID card. Crucially, they must have a photograph. Obvious, maybe, but essential. And importantly, they need to have a machine-readable zone.
An MRZ.
An MRV. What exactly is that? That sounds technical. It sounds technical, but you've definitely seen it. It's that block of text, usually two or three lines, at the bottom of the main page of most passports.
Oh, right, with all the characters.
That's the one. It contains key information, your name, document number, nationality, date of birth, expiry date, all encoded in a standard format.
And why is that specifically needed for foreign documents in this process?
It's really about standardization and security. The MRZ allows the Post employee system to automatically scan and capture that core data accurately and quickly. Regardless of the language or layout of the rest of the ID document, the MRZ follows an international standard.
Ah, so it ensures the machine can read the vital stats correctly, no matter where the ID is from.
Precisely. It speeds things up, reduces manual entry errors, and adds a layer of security, because tampering with the MRZ is difficult and often detectable. It helps make cross-border verification smoother and more reliable.
Okay, that makes sense. So bringing it all back together for you, our listener, this whole Post-it and branch process, it's not just some random procedure. It's about having a really solid, secure, and importantly, widely available way to confirm who you are.
Especially when those purely digital methods might not work out for you, for whatever reason.
Right. Maybe technical issues, maybe personal preference, maybe you just don't have the right digital footprint yet.
Exactly. It ensures that vital online services, banking, contracts, government services, perhaps remain accessible to everyone.
It's like a physical bridge, ensuring your online registration connects securely to your confirmed real-world identity.
A very important bridge.
And that brings us towards the end of this deep dive. We've really dug into the Post-it and branch process today. We saw how it works step by step, why it's such a critical fallback option.
Highlighting its security through that in-person check.
And its incredible accessibility, thanks to that huge Deutsche Post network.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most effective solutions blend the physical and the digital.
A great point to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive today. We hope you found it insightful. Until next time, stay curious. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.